Kix 95.3, the Harbor's new country. It's Loose Man in the Morning and the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. And I have a special guest in studio. Please welcome Casey Bronson.
Good morning.
Casey Bronson, who is originally from Montesano, I believe lives in Aberdeen now. He's a local thespian, do a lot of plays, a lot of productions.
Lots of musicals, lots of plays, lots of lighting help too, and do a lot of just theater stuff in general.
All over the place, good guy, and really fun to be around. And he's here now to talk about a really fun event that's coming up.
Yes,
at the Bishop Center, and this is a little different. I don't know if you've ever done one of these before, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is showing at the Bishop Center on Saturday night, midnight showing, because you got to do the classic midnight. And if you've never seen one before, there's a lot of places that they'd have these midnight showings, and they would do what's called a shadow cast. And Casey, explain what that means.
So shadow cast is this magical means of doing the Rocky Horror Show, where you get a bunch of people, you dress them up in costume, mm-hmm. and you do the show. You just don't have to actually sing or say any of the words. But you're in costume, makeup, everything.
Yeah.
You do the whole show just
right out on
in front of the giant projection screen.
Exactly.
That's also showing the movie.
Have you ever seen that done before?
I've been in it twice.
Oh, you've been in it?
The last two times that the college has done it.
When was the last time that the Grace Harbor College did it? It's been a few years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did it a couple years ago before the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show the very first time in 1988, and I went to a friend of mine. She had invited me to go to her prom with her. She went to an all-girls school in Seattle, and they had a prom, and so she invited me to go to the prom. And then middle of the prom, she's like, okay, we're going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Neptune Theater in the U District.
That's awesome.
And I don't know if you've ever been to the Neptune Theater before. And we're in prom. I'm in a tuxedo. She's in a prom dress. And her friends were the same deal, and we show up at this thing, and we fit right in, believe it or not. It was crazy. People were in costumes, and I'd never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, nor did I know anything about the cult following that it had and the rituals, if you will, that go on.
It is,
including a shadow cast.
It is an experience. Like, one of the things is, like, we have a bunch of new people that are doing it this year. Every year we have new people that are involved. And we, like, have a little thing for them if it's their first time doing it or whatever. But it's like my favorite thing ever is the audience interaction that you don't get doing traditional shows, people throw things and yell things, and you're up there trying your best, and also now you're just trying not to laugh.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. That was the biggest thing that I didn't realize when I went and saw it, that people did all that. I didn't realize it would be a shadow cast. I didn't realize people threw toast and rice and said things after, like, every line. And my biggest complaint was I couldn't really watch the movie.
No, it's...
Don't go there wanting to see the movie for the first time if you watch it on DVD or something and then go do this.
This is the way you should see it for the first time.
Yeah, I think you're right, maybe.
This
is the way to see it for the first time. And then get the DVD later so you can actually, watch the movie. And
what's there.
Of course, there are a lot of people, even people in this production, say, you know, the movie honestly isn't even that good. This makes it better.
It does. Yeah. It really, like, I like strange and unusual whatever in my cinema. And I have a hard time with the movie by itself because of doing this.
Especially if you've ever seen a really good onstage production of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but we have to remember the movie came out, what, 1980?
Oh,
79,
yeah.
79, something like that?
It was very ahead of its time for some of its ideas. Maybe it doesn't stack up.
1975?
Yeah.
That's when it came out originally. That's crazy. Anyway.
It's really interesting, like, the writing process behind that, and the fact that there's a sequel that not many people, like, know about as a true to bore sequel. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Shock Treatment.
You just dropped something on me that I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't recommend watching the sequel.
You want to hang out a little bit? We'll talk more about it.
Cool.
Coming up, it's this Saturday at midnight at the Bishop Center, and you of course get tickets at Bishop Center's website, which is gh.edu/bishop.
ghc.edu/bishop.
GHC, I forgot the C.
No, you're good.
GHC.edu/forward. Yeah, what he said. All right, we'll be back. The Kinks Morning Show.